Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Reaching Your Head Show, episode 5. And in this episode, I'm all by myself, and I'm going to teach you how to strengthen your core.
My name is Lauren Early, and I am a former 6-time World Irish Dance Champion, who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential, so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, so as you can see, Lauren's not here. She is currently away at a workshop, and the amount of workshops that Lauren has coming up over the next, the rest of the year actually is pretty intense. So we thought that it is important that the show must still go on. At the end of the day, guys, you still need to learn, and the questions are still coming through thick and fast. In fact, more now than ever before. And so, yeah, we still must answer these questions. And so if Lauren's not here or she's traveling with workshops and so on, I'll hop on and we'll just continue the show, and we'll keep the questions coming through and we'll keep them getting answered. And so what's been happening, Lauren, is doing a fitness workshop right now in Arkansas, I believe. There's so many different places. So there's a lot of fitness workshops going on that Lauren is taking care of while the academy is being built and growing quite fast, actually, which is really good to see. We got a lot of dancers on board there. And just really the engagement level from you guys, the amount of questions that are coming through, more and more people getting engaged, more and more people sharing the stuff. So thank you very much for getting involved. It's a real pleasure to know that the information that we're putting out is actually being welcomed and actually being used. I know a lot of you say that the videos are helpful, they're inspiring you in dancing and so on. And ultimately, that's all we can ask for. The most important thing for us is that we're so passionate about what we do, and we want to share all of our knowledge and information back to you guys. And the best thank you that we can get is that you guys actually not only enjoy it, but you actually do something with it. Yeah. So it's very overwhelming when a lot of dancers actually enjoy this stuff. But ultimately, the main goal is that you actually get real value from it, and you can actually put it into practice and feel yourself get more confident, or you know, put into practice the tips that we're giving out and actually see real change. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. So we love when we get good feedback, but also when we hear that things are changing, and that just means that we can continue to do this type of stuff. So thank you for that. Okay, guys, so the show, episode 5. I had a question come through last night, actually, regarding core training, and it was a very good question. So I thought, instead of replying, which would have took a lengthy reply, as most of them do, but instead of replying, I thought I would hop on here and we can just answer the question, and so that you can all get benefit from it. You know, all the questions that come through, we try to answer them on an individual basis. So we might copy and paste, and a lot of people will be asking similar questions, but nothing can be generalized. It's all very specific to you. So we do our absolute best to try and keep the questions as specific to you and try to answer them on an individual basis. So let's take this question that we get asked yesterday. The questions are around core training. And the question is from a girl called Claire. And the question is, my teacher keeps telling me I have a weak core and I need to strengthen it. So I do sit-ups every day at home, but I still don't feel it's working. How do I make sure that I can continue to get it stronger? Okay, Claire, so core, let's talk about core, and we'll break it down as to what it actually is, functions that it does, and ultimately at the very end, why it's actually beneficial for dancers and how you can benefit from it really quickly. First of all, a lot of questions that we get through similar to this, it always ends up in how quickly can we get it stronger, how long will it take, and so on. The real answer is it depends, but what you guys gotta understand is that a lot of this training, and a lot of the training that the dancers are doing in the academy is completely new. A lot of the training that we would give out, or a lot of the training that you should be doing in terms of strength training or fitness training, it's completely new. So if you train an untrained muscle group, it's gonna get strong very, very quickly. You know, we've had questions coming through going, I want to start the academy, or I want to, you know, do this type of training session, but I'm 5 weeks out from nationals, or I'm 3 weeks out from worlds, or whatever it might be. Is it too late? The answer is, so long as you've left enough time for recovery prior to that competition, it's never really too late, because these untrained areas can get strong very, very quickly. In fact, if I take an untrained area, we could probably get it up to 300% stronger in a matter of weeks just by focusing on the right area. And a lot of these things are all little stabilization muscles that just really don't know how to function properly. So for you as a dancer, if you focus even a little bit of your time, your training time, on something that is untrained and it needs assistance, you're going to see results very, very quickly. So if we have a look at what the core actually is, first of all, the core is not your abdominals, which a lot of people, the misconception is that the core is going to be your abs, right? And it is true to a certain extent, and we see these magazines and we see these models with these abs, and we instantly think the core and all the products that are designed for health and fitness, you know, the core of this, you know, see more abs, that it's really just a way of selling things. But when we get strip it all back, and what you guys are really interested in is the performance aspect. Sure, it's good to look good and so on, but everybody wants the abs in a bikini or whatever. But when we look at it from a performance aspect, we're looking at much more than just the abs, okay? So the best way to define the core is, if I was to remove your arms and legs and basically leave you with just the torso, so I remove your limbs, that's essentially your core. So anything that is not an extension of the torso. Now, of course it includes your abs, but there's also many, many layers to the core, many different areas. So if we can think of a few things, so you have your abdominals down the front of the body, which of course is a section of your core, but it just makes up a small part of it. You also have everything else that's going on in the body. So believe it or not, your glutes are part of your core, your neck is part of your core, your upper back, your mid back, your lower back, the sides of the torso. These are all part of your core. And essentially, we're just talking about the core of the body, not actually the core abdominal muscles, okay? So if we have just the torso left, and that is basically your core, we can then look at what the core actually does and how can we actually get it stronger. Now, the main functions of that core, with everything that is left remaining, is basically, there's two things that we can define, okay? So the core is responsible for stabilization. So you want to stabilize the spine as much as possible. Now, your core is probably responsible for one of the most important things for an athlete, and that is protection against injury, or even more so, protection against injury of your back, okay? You can recover from rolling your ankle or shin splints or whatever, but when you injure your back, it's very, very hard to get back on track. So your core is responsible for stabilizing that spine, all right? Now, it's also responsible then for stabilizing the pelvis, because the glutes are part of the core, so we need to stabilize the hips and stabilize the spine. Now, guess what happens then, guys, if you're a dancer who has hips are shifting, or your spine is shifting, or your shoulders are moving, or you got lots of movement on stage? What we class as unnecessary movement or unwanted movement. Movement that you don't want, it's just a byproduct of something else that you're doing, right? So this movement is very easy to relate then, because if the core's job is to stabilize your spine and your hips, i.e. keep it still, and it's moving, and you don't want it to move, then it's a clear sign that the core is weak. It doesn't then mean that you go and strengthen your abdominal muscles. It means you got to look at the core as one unit, and how do we get that more stable to stay still, okay? So job number one, stabilize and protect the spine and the pelvis. When you can stabilize everything, then we can look at job two. Now, job two is transferring of force. So to keep this very simple, you guys are very, very powerful in the lower body, but generally speaking, your upper bodies are really weak sometimes. And it's just because you don't focus on it, right? You're never ever really focusing on the upper body. It's a lower body dominant sport, so the upper body is always left behind. Now, as you want to transfer force, you have a tremendous amount of force coming in through the lower body, as your quadriceps are so strong and powerful, so they're generating the force. This force is traveling up the chain, then it comes to the knees, comes to the hips, and all of a sudden those hips are weak, all of a sudden the torso is weak, all of a sudden the shoulders are weak, and everything starts to move. So that would be an example, is if you can't actually contain the power that you're actually building up, okay? Your body, as your core as a function, wants to transfer the force through the body and into the next movement. So if you're a dancer on the spot and you're trying to do a movement on the spot, you're building up all this force ready to explode into the next movement. If you can't contain all that pressure that you're building up, your next movement's going to be very poor. It's going to be very weak, okay? And the best way that I can explain this is if you imagine that you have a hose pipe, okay, or two hose pipes, and we're going through this in the academy right now with the dancers, I think, who are on week 5, is that they'll sit down and they'll learn all about stabilizing the spine and stabilizing the pelvis and also transfer and force, so they can actually understand a little bit better. But imagine a hose pipe, and you have connected it to the tap, so you got a tremendous amount of water going in and force going in at one end. Now, as that hose pipe is secure, you want the water to come out equally as powerfully at the other side of the pipe. So if you're washing your car, you want a good amount of power to come out the hose. And the hose will stay still in the middle, okay? Now, imagine if I then took a pin and I start piercing holes the whole way up that hose pipe. Okay, so the water force still coming in equally as powerfully through the tap, but then what happens next? The water encounters the hose. So the water starts seeping out and squirting out through the hose. What happens to the hose pipe? Starts wriggling around like a snake. Unwanted movement. Yeah, you don't want your hose pipe to wriggle around. You just want to clean your car, basically, okay? So the hose pipe starts moving around. By the time the water gets out the other end of the pipe, it's nowhere near as powerful, because you have the water has lost a lot of force traveling up the pipe. Now, if we connect this example to a dancer, it's exactly the same thing. You guys are creating a tremendous amount of force in the lower body. It's coming up the chain, but you got lots of little holds and you got lots of little strength leaks up the chain, okay? And we refer to it as strength leaks, somewhere where you're creating strength and force, but it's leaking out somewhere you don't want it to. So you got the strength leaks in the body. By the time then, if you're on the spot, by the time you move to the next movement, or you're trying to do a series of movements, but your core is giving you unwanted movement, then you got a problem, because your next explosive movement isn't going to be very explosive, and you're going to be wasting too much energy than what that movement actually requires. Because think about it, every time you're on the spot or every time you're doing a movement, you're having to regenerate all that power because it's lost. Your body knows, you're in your mind, you know you need to go from A to B. But to get to B, you have to have a significant amount of force. Now, if you're losing that as you go, your body has to keep regenerating new power. Now, you compare that to someone who is very, very good core strength, very, very powerful. They're creating a lot of power, but they're able to contain it, okay? So their hose pipe's very, very tight. There's nothing getting out where it shouldn't. So going into the next movement, they already contained that power. And again, and again, and again. So they're conserving a lot of energy, whereas someone who has a weak core and a lot of shifting and movement of the hips and the spine, they're wasting too much energy, okay? There's an expenditure of energy there that's just not necessary. So it's harder for you to keep up with the other guys who are containing it. So if I want to make someone last longer on stage, or I want to make someone more powerful and more sharp, the best thing you guys can do before you focus on trying to go and build your power, build your speed, build your stamina and so on, is basically just maximize what you already have. Before you try and go and get more, maximize what you already have, okay? So many people are trying to improve this, and they haven't even built the solid foundation yet. So you gotta build that solid foundation, you gotta make sure your core is extremely tight and rigid, and that you're able to brace tight. And when you understand how to contain that, you will last so much longer with the same amount of effort, less effort actually. You'll start your effort at the start of a dance, and you will be able to last longer because you're able to contain what you've built up, okay? It's like having a Ferrari and accelerating your Ferrari not to 60 and then slowing it back down, and then trying to regenerate it and slowing it back down. It's consistent energy usage, whereas if you have that power and you get it from not to 60, very, very fast, and then you can just cruise along. And that essentially is what you want to think about as a dancer, is how can I make my performance more efficient before I even think about trying to add more? Because the amount of energy and time that it will take to develop more speed and new skills, when you can just really make yourself more efficient and you're by default more powerful for longer, okay? So that's basically the role of the core. you now know where the core is and you know what its jobs are and why it is beneficial to an RS dancer for you. If you then have a look at how to actually train the core, which is ultimately what this question was about, how do we make it stronger? How do we train it? So let's have a look at the difference between core training and ab training, which is it's another thing that we're going through in the academy. But briefly, so your abs are responsible for pulling the torso forward, okay? So just like my bicep is responsible for raising my arm up, your abs are responsible for pulling the torso forward, okay? Now, on stage as a dancer, you're not required to pull your torso forward. So your ab muscles are just like any other muscle, like a bicep to pull the arm up, like your quadricep to straighten your leg, whatever it might be. Your abs have a function and it's to pull the torso forward. But remember, your job on stage is not to pull the torso forward. Your job on stage is to keep your body upright. So when we're thinking of training abs and we're thinking of lots of ab crunches, in reality, all we're really hitting here, and I'm sure a lot of you have experienced this before, is sore necks, really sore hips, and pain in the lower back. Now, if you experience pain at any time when you're doing any core work, you need to stop. Because remember, the main job of the core is to protect the spine. So if you're feeling pain in the lower back, your core is not doing its job properly, it's switched off, and now all the pressure's on the lower back. So you must strip things right back. Ab training is really to strengthen the abs to pull the torso forward. It's still important, but for a sport that requires you to keep your upper body still and upright on stage, core training is 99 times more important than strengthening just the abs because of what is required of you. And this is why I always say to dancers that you must keep your training specific to the requirements of what you're going to need on stage, and then you will have a much better result because of that. So you're not just training and hoping something works, but your training is actually specific to what you need. If you think about core movements such as wrist and twist, where you're moving with medicine balls and you're twisting and rotating, again, you're rotating on stage, but your body moves as one. You don't move the upper body and your legs stay facing forward. You're moving as one. So there isn't any actual rotation on stage. You're just twisting, you're moving the entire body. So again, core movements that are teaching a lot of rotation, I'm going to try and teach the body to stay upright and still. Now, the main aim of the core is to stabilize the spine while the legs and arms are moving, okay? So you know it's to stabilize the spine, but in reality, it's to stabilize your body while your legs and arms are moving so that you don't get pulled with in a direction that you don't really want to go. So if your legs are moving powerfully, you're creating a force or a pull that's pulling you away, and your body has to keep you centered at all times. Otherwise, that unnecessary movement occurs. And your body doesn't want that because it's a risk of injury, okay? So your body wants to be able to counteract that. Now, if your legs are too powerful for what your core can counteract, it's going to result in movement that you don't want. So it may just be that your legs are too powerful. The core might be working, but it's just not up to the same level of strength of what the power of what your legs are producing. It's exactly the same role in the upper body with arms and so on moving too. So you just need to bring that up a little level. So how do we actually train it? There's a few things you need to think about. First of all, most people don't understand how to train the core properly, or just strip it right back to a basic foundation level. For example, what I mean is, we see a lot of people doing the plank exercise and they would feel that it's a very basic exercise, but actually in reality, the plank is a very, very hard exercise to do if it's done properly. I've had clients who have trained for multiple years and they still struggle to do a plank properly because it is about trying to engage as many muscle groups as possible. Now, if you think back to when you're normally taught how to do a plank, or if you look in gyms, you normally see like a plank challenge as to how long you can hold it for or whatever it might be. In reality, it's pointless. If you hold a plank for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, really it's just a wasted 5 or 10 minutes of your life because you're not going to hold something for as hard as you can for as long as you can. What I mean by that is if you tell me to do a plank and someone's done it for 10 minutes, I'm going to try and beat it. So I'm going to rest all my pressure on my elbows and toes. I'm going to do very little in the center of my body so to dilute the intensity so that I can last for longer, okay? Now, the aim of core training is to try and feel as quickly as possible, because if you can feel quickly, you know that you're engaging as many muscle groups as you can. So you want to brace, you want to feel the muscles contract, you should be shaking a little bit, and you want to feel like you got that deep, deep contraction in the body. it's not about trying to make it last for a long period of time. Sure, a measure of strength is lasting longer, but with core training, you will just not squeeze as hard. You will not engage as much to let you last for longer. So that's why with core training, we always try and keep it not about being as long, but frequent, and make sure that you're engaging really, really hard. So take away the time limit of everything and just teach yourself how to do the movement properly. A few things you must know about training core is that you must always want to start from the ground up. So if you're unable to engage your core on the ground while your legs and arms aren't moving, you have zero chance of engaging your core when you're moving about on stage, okay? So you want to take away any momentum that you have, lie on your back and just think about only the core working, okay? When you do core training and you're just on your back, the spine's supported and you're in a stable position. After you've done that type of training, an exercise there would be something like an ab hollow, okay? The amount of dancers I see with their lower backs raising off the ground or being pulled off the ground because they aren't strong enough to keep the lower back supported on the ground, it's too much. So dancers like that, you gotta earn the right to be able to plank. You gotta show me that you can do a complete ab hollow on your back with your lower back flat on the ground. And for anybody who doesn't know that exercise, we'll have it on the channel or you can just do a quick search, you'll be able to find it. But it's a simple ab hollow showing me that you understand how to stabilize your spine properly. When you do that, you're free to then take your lower back off the ground and you can do movements that are still in a supported position, but your lower back's not on the ground. So this is where we would have things like planks and so on. Now, one of the big issues with the plank, or the second issue with the plank, is that most people will either be in a V position, so their hips are upright, or their lower back will be down and they'll be in a bottom V position. And really what's happening here, guys, is that your body's very smart. It's like a road bridge, yeah? And all the pressure's in the middle of the bridge. Now, the easy way to do the plank then is if I raise my hips up, all the pressure's now going down on my hands and on my feet, and there's no pressure in the middle of the core. If I'm here and my lower back drops down, all the pressure's on the lower back and the spine, and the core is doing nothing. So in reality, most people doing the plank aren't able to hold that straight line, which is why I suggest we do it on the ground first, so you don't have to think about the straight line because the ground will do it for you. You teach how to hold that position first, then you can flip over, teach yourself in the plank position, and then you can come off your feet and you can start doing movements that you're walking or moving with. And ultimately, that's the stage you want to get to because that's how you require your core to work on stage. You need your core to be very, very rock solid and doing its job while your legs are moving at massive amount of speed and creating a massive amount of force. Now, in order to get to that, you must strip it right back and you must teach it from the ground up. Okay, and that's just for those guys who just, like Claire, who just doesn't understand how to strengthen the core properly. It must be a process that you must do from the start. But remember back to the start of the video where I said muscles like this will strengthen up very, very quick if they're untrained. And if you're weak, then these muscles are untrained. So even though it sounds like a long process, it's really not a long process. You just need to target it properly, okay? And understand what you're trying to do. So if you're doing any core training, it's always a good idea to divide it up. Yeah, people will do half an hour, 40 minutes, even an hour of core training. But in reality, I've never seen anybody strong enough to be able to do that amount of training on their core. So what I would do is take that hour, just like we do in the academy, and we would divide it up into little sections during the week, because it's the same amount of total training time across a week. You're just giving yourself the chance to put it into small little bits, because after 5 or so minutes, your core is probably going to switch off, and you're going to start using other body parts that you don't want, like your neck and your hips and so on. So train it often, train it frequent, but don't train it for long periods of time, long enough that you'll be going to failure and other muscle groups will start kicking in. And guys, I hope that helps with the core. All these episodes will be available on podcast, so maybe some people listen to the episode now on podcast. Thank you for watching on YouTube if you're watching. And just like I said at the start of the video, guys, we really appreciate your support and we really appreciate your messages coming through. Keep asking the questions, but ultimately keep coming back and letting us know that the questions are and the answers to your questions are working for you and that you are seeing improvements in your performance, because ultimately that's what keeps us driven to keep doing these episodes. And yeah, just thank you for watching.